is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Pack the tank tops if you're on vacation this week. Triple-digit temps are expected in a large swath of the country from Kentucky to Oklahoma, the Carolinas to Texas. Some places will have feel-like temps above 110. CBS's Errol Barnett.
New heat and flood alerts affecting more than 60 million Americans from the Midwest to the Northeast. Out west, a wildfire burning in Oregon could reach rare megafire status. The Cram Fire is already the nation's largest and could be the first this year to grow to at least 100,000 acres.
President Trump is marking 6 months since his return to the White House. CBS's Willie James Inman on some of what he posted online today.
President Trump claimed his poll numbers have risen since the Jeffrey Epstein hoax was exposed by the radical left Democrats. The post comes as the president faces growing pressure from lawmakers and many of his supporters to put forth information about Epstein, something he had promised to do during his campaign.
Police in San Jose, California, say they've arrested a man who drove his car into a post office. They've identified the driver as 44-year-old Richard Tillman.
The crash resulted in a two-alarm fire that caused extensive damage to the building. San Jose police confirmed Richard Tillman is the brother of Pat Tillman, a former safety for the Arizona Cardinals and standout linebacker for Arizona State. In May of 2002, in the wake of 9/11, Tillman turned down a three-year contract offer worth $3.6 million to enlist in the Army. In April of 2004, Pat Tillman was killed in Afghanistan in a friendly fire incident. No one was injured in the crash, and Richard Tillman is in custody facing arson charges. Jack Ferris for CBS News, San Francisco.
Desperation in Gaza. As dozens were killed while trying to get things like food and water. That woman, we're told, was crying over a body of someone she knew. The Gaza Health Ministry says it was the deadliest day since the war between Israel and Hamas began nearly 2 years ago. In Boston, a $2 billion legal battle between Harvard and President Trump begins tomorrow over the freezing of federal funds and grants to the Ivy Leaguer. CBS's Samantha Cheney.
A federal district court judge will hear from Harvard's legal team and lawyers for the Department of Justice. The beginning of a critical battle to restore more than $2 billion in federal funding after the White House froze the funds last spring.
D-Day veteran and TikTok influencer Papa Jake Larson has died.
TikTok has propelled me from a farm boy in Hope, Minnesota, to an international star.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine 79 on your Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Turning warmer on Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the low 90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday.
Right now, it's 70.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Hello and welcome to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. I am your host, Laura, and I'm so happy to be here with you on this Sunday evening. This is the Songs I Can't Avoid edition. They're not bad songs. I like them, most of them, but it's, you know, those songs. So let's get those checked off the list so we can do some deeper dives in the future, huh? Let's start with I Don't Wanna Be by Gavin DeGraw, and then Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. I'll check back in a little bit and let you know what you've been listening to.
Supposed to be, I don't wanna be anything other than me. Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out, stayed up with you all night. Had I known how to save a life. Let him know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong. Things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. And pray to God he hears you.
How to Save a Life by The Fray, and before that you heard Clocks by Coldplay. You knew that though, didn't you? You remember The Fray? You remember How to Save a Life? It was at the finale episode of like every medical drama in the 2000s. Yeah, me too. Let's get an ad break and I'll be back in a little bit with some more music I can't avoid from the 2000s.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey there, welcome back to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. I am still your host, Laura. Hey there, it's Delilah.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
City to see a marching band.
said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the black.
Say who wants to play. Who's next?
That was American Idiot by Green Day, and before that you heard Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance, and right now you're about to hear Mr. Brightside by The Killers before a check of your weather. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Sunshine 79 on your Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Turning warmer on Wednesday, a chance of thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the low 90s. Chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday.
Currently 69 degrees.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded four playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition. Playmakers, we speak sport.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hello and welcome back for the last chunk of the show of Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. My name is still Laura, and I hope the weather isn't too complicated. This is Avril Lavigne, and after that, you're going to get Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. Prepare yourselves.
It's all been done before, and if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else, around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. Don't
we'll be right back. deep sea of blankets. I take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a while. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Something about the way the hair falls in your face. I love the shape you take when crawling towards the pillowcase. You tell me where to go, and though I might leave to find it, I'll never let your hand hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. Take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a wild. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonder. I'll use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
That was John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland, and we're about to close the show. That just about does it for me. We've got one more song in the Songs I Can't Avoid list for Burn Before Listening here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and it's exactly the one you think it is. Have a good night, everyone.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick aside without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Oh,
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The National Weather Service has issued heat advisories that begin today for several states, all due to severe heat. KMOV-TV meteorologist Leah Hill from St. Louis.
It's just rinse and repeat. In fact, the heat gets even hotter, and it builds even more, especially come Tuesday and Wednesday. As we lose the cloud cover, we lose the rain chances, and now we're all just exposed to that intense heat.
Following the deadly July 4th flooding in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is trying to take some action. CBS's Chanel Call.
Texas state lawmakers will hold a special session partially aimed at improving severe weather warnings.
We're going to look for strategies that we can pass laws on that will make preparation for these types of events better.
To Indonesia, where 568 people were rescued from a ferry that caught fire. Three people died. Officials say rescue crews pulled many people from the sea, and local fishermen also saved some survivors as they were drifting in the choppy waters. President Trump is marking 6 months since his return to the White House by picking a fight with an NFL team, threatening deal or no deal for a new stadium, all depending on its name. Our Christopher Cruz is in D.C.
On his Truth Social site, the president said unless the Washington Commanders change their name back to what it was for many years, quote, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. He also said the Cleveland Guardians Major League Baseball team should change its name back to what it was until 2021.
Happening tomorrow in Boston, oral argument says the $2 billion legal battle between Harvard and President Trump gets underway. It's over the freezing of federal funding and grants. CBS Boston reporter Samantha Cheney.
In a statement, the White House said the administration's goal is to prevent anti-Semitism and